the revelation of the book Revelation, part 69. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book, the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is the handbook that we are currently using for this study, the revelation of the book Revelation. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa, WhatsApp code +27, and the number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you have missed out on quite a bit of information, please go to part 1. Start from the beginning, because you need to understand the previous studies that we have concluded already. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that you are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and families, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we stopped last week. What is this 1290 days? Now, the scripture that we are busy with here is the book Daniel, chapter 12, verse 11. Now, I'm using my hands, where we then agreed that the first week final covenant was sealed and signed by the Roman Catholic Pope, who is not the Antichrist, he's the peacekeeper, he's the vicar of Christ, he's the Pontifex Maximus, for 1 week, the 70th week of Daniel. This point A, and this is point B. Point A, point B. 7 years, 2,520 days, 7 years, and it's also 84 months. Do we have that? Then in the middle of the week, Daniel 9:27. This is, of course, Daniel 9:27. In the middle of the week, the middle is 1,260 days, 1,260 days. 42 months, 42 months. Time and half a time, time and half a time. 3.5 years, 3.5 years. So that's your 7 years. Now we understand that Yahweh has moved the middle of the week with 30 days. How do we know it? Last week I explained Daniel 12 verse 11 is giving us the answer. So the coming is going to happen in the middle of the week, the parousia, for the bride of Yahushua, which will automatically start the beginning of the end of the time of grace. We are living today, 2026, in the time of grace. Hallelujah. Verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. So what has happened? For this first, it's supposed to be for 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years is a time of false peace. Why? Because the Pope, the Roman Catholic Pope, will sit in the temple presenting himself as God. And he will maintain the offerings on behalf of the nation of Israel. So this is the time of the daily sacrifice. Now, for the people that believes that the Great Tribulation starts when it's called the pre-tribulation, starts when the covenant is formed, it cannot be, because the first 1260 days, according to Daniel 12 verse Daniel 7 9 verse 27, is a time of false peace. You can't have a braai or a barbecue and have great tribulation. So this is the time of the daily sacrifice. They're having a barbecue. I'm just using an ordinary demonstration here. It's a time of false peace. So he says, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away. What does it mean? This daily sacrifice will be stopped. It will not continue anymore. It will not exist anymore from that time. So where is that? Well, it's supposed to be in the middle of the week. Now Daniel 12 verse 11 is giving us the second time span. Now this is supposed to be from the middle of the week, also to be 1260 days. Am I right? Yeah, 1260 days, 1260 days, 2520 days. But now Yafar changes the time. Instead of this time from where the covenant is broken, which is supposed to be in the middle of the week, it is now 30 days longer. The first period after the breaking of the covenant is not 1260 days. This is 1290 days. It's not my theology. Read what does the Bible say in Daniel 12 verse 11. 1290 days. Now in order to have this weak covenant functioning, if I take 2520 days on the top, 7 years, and this Daniel 12 verse 11, from the breaking of the covenant, where the bride has been taken away, has been drawn up into heaven, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is now 1290 days, then it means that this middle post was moved to my left side with 30 days. Because if I take 1290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11, and I distract it from 2520 days, this first period is not 1260 days, it's 1230 days. 1230 plus 1290 gives me 2520 days. Do you agree with me? Well, that's simple maths. You just need to add and subtract. Use a calculator. So what did Father Yafa did? He shortened the time of the daily sacrifice, the time of false peace, with 30 days. Because the great tribulation has not started when the covenant was made, because that was daily sacrifice, time of false peace. In all my books, I say a time of false peace. So where does the great tribulation start? Not when the covenant was formed, the moment that the covenant was broken. It's not in the middle of the week anymore. It is 30 days earlier. Now why will Yahweh make the covenant, why will he foresee for the covenant to be broken 30 days earlier? You see, unfortunately it's the nature of humans, when they know something, to twist the rules to their maximum, to suit them to their maximum. Meaning, people, the church people, knows the 70th week of Daniel, the final covenant week, Daniel 9:27. They understand that in the middle of the week, Daniel 9:27, the covenant will be broken, the daily sacrifice will be ceased to exist, it will be taken away. How long? After 1260 days. Now the people will live in sin because they can make a calculation. And then 30 days before, or 20 days before the time has been fulfilled, they will repent and be immersed in the name of Yahushua and become bride to also have part in the coming of Yahushua, not the rapture. The rapture is, I think, just before the battle of Armageddon, Revelation 19, verse 7 to 11. We are right here now. So what does Father do? He prevents these clever people of working a plan. They will keep on with their sins and living in sins as long as they possibly can before 1260 days, 3.5 years, 42 months. So what does Father do? He shifts the time post, the coming, the parousia, with 30 days. So when these guys think they're still going to still change their lives in another 10 or 15 days, the coming has occurred already. The bride has been taken away, because the bride doesn't wait for nobody. The bride lives in holiness. There's a standard of holiness according to the Bible. The bride has broken with sin. They live through the Ruach HaKodesh. So what does Father do? He shortens the time of false peace with 30 days. So they will still think there's a lot of time. And then the coming, the parousia for the bride has occurred, and they're going to be left behind. This is the people that's playing church. That's also clever, always clever, working a scheme. They're going to fall short. Now, Father has shortened the time with 30 days. So from here, the next period of the 7 years covenant, now, if this is 1,230 days, 41 months, not 42 months, 41 months, then from the time that the covenant has been broken, I've just moved my hand here, will be now 1,290 days. What do you read there? Daniel 12 verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, shall cease, the time of false peace, from there, the next period, will be 1,290 days. So there's an extra additional 30 days added to this period. 1,290 days plus 1,230 days, 43 months plus 41 months, give me 84 months. 1,290 days plus 1,230 days give me 2,520 days. I'm still at Daniel's final week, covenant week. Am I right or wrong? You're wrong. I'm right. The only difference is Father, the church people is wrong, is that Father has moved the goalpost for the coming, the parousia for the bride. He's not coming like a feast in the night for the bride. The bride knows the hour of the wedding. She's prepared, she's waiting. And now he's moved it closer with 30 days. And now the great tribulation is starting, where the bride has been taken away. Now it says in Daniel 12 verse 11, listen what it says. It says, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, the Archangel Michael is drawing our attention to the fact that there will come a time when the daily sacrifice of Israel unto Yahweh Elohim shall be taken away by someone. Someone. Do you know who this someone is? Now the bee. And the... Now the coming has occurred. And the abomination that made desolate set up. Let's read verse 11. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, it stopped, blank. And the abomination that makes desolate set up. So what is that? What is the abomination of the desolate? The great tribulation. It wasn't great tribulation from where the covenant was formed. So you guys believing in pre-tribulation has fallen out of the bus. There's no thing like pre-tribulation. The guys that believe in mid-tribulation, your theology has also just fallen out the bus, because the middle of the week tribulation, 3.5 years, 1,260 days, and now he shortened it with 30 days. So it's not in the mid of the week anymore. It's before the mid of the week. You with me? And now it leaves to the post-tribulation. The post-tribulation is not on the end of the 7 years, because there will be another time added to it. And it's not that I am adding any time. It's written in the Bible. But you know why the churches have never taught this? Because it's sealed. In Daniel 12 verse 7 and verse 9, Yahweh says to the angel, seals it unto the end of time. Knowledge shall increase, but they will not find the answers. He will reveal it unto his bride on the right time, at the end time. Now, we have the covenant has been sealed, 1,230 days time of false peace, sacrifice where the Pope is offering on behalf of 2 Thessalonians 2 and further on. He shall do sacrifice. Now it ceases. Now the great tribulation, this period here, the bride is taken away, the Ruach is gone. So now the great tribulation. The sign of the great tribulation is where this: you will not sell without the mark on your right hand and forehead. Everybody that's going to stay behind after the coming of Yahushua, who has not made it when he came, because he surprised most of the church people, because they were waiting for 1260 days, it's been shortened with 30 days. How easy is that? And it's standing in the scripture. One, this period, the first period of the great tribulation, according to the Bible now, is Daniel 12 verse 11, the time of the abomination that made desolate is set up, and there shall be 1290 days. There it says, there shall be 1290 days, 1290 days, the first period after the great tribulation. So if I have this period, 1290 plus 1230, gives me 2,520 days exactly. Am I right or am I wrong? Right, Mark? There's no question about it. So for once we've started to discard it, what the church has taught us for so many, many years. Now it says, and from the time that the sacrifice shall be taken away, this is this period, the Archangel Michael is drawing attention to the fact that there will come a time when these daily sacrifice of Israel unto Yahweh the Elohim shall be taken away by someone. Do you know who is this someone? Now the B part of this, and the abomination that makes desolate is set up, the great tribulation. The very moment that this person will take the daily sacrifice away, the great tribulation will start to exist. From here when the bride is taken, first day of great tribulation going this way. You with me? The first period we are giving, Daniel 12 verse 11, 1,290 days of great tribulation. So this is the first part of the mystery. Because he says, seals it up. Daniel 12 verse 7 and verse 9. Seals it up till the end of time. Many shall try to discover the truth. They will not come to the knowledge. But in the end time, the bride shall know. And that's why Yahweh has given this to me many, many years ago. And I was made out to be half crazy. I'm not half crazy. I'm fully crazy. Crazy in love with Yahushua. Hallelujah. It is these scriptures that cause many, many Christians to miss the coming of the parousia of Yahushua for the bride at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. Why? Because when the covenant is formed, it will be the greatest news in the world. They will apply Daniel 9:27, 1,230 days, 60 days, and 30 days earlier, the coming is going to occur. Yahushua is coming 30 days before the midst of the week. I know that we have already studied most of the following information. Please follow me in the study, because when it comes to the most important part of the study, I will be necessary to remember all these things. The Hebrew calendar. Now, I'm just going to stop here and first talk about the calendars. The Hebrew calendar. Whenever we do any calculations in the Bible, we need to use the Hebrew calendar. We need to use a prophetic calendar. Hebrew Bible calendar is a prophetic calendar and not the Roman or Greek calendar. Why? Because Yahweh Almighty always spoke to his people, the nation of Israel, and they only used the Hebrew calendar. Let me explain. A, 1 month in the Hebrew calendar has 30 days. 1 year have 12 months. 12 months multiplied by 30 days gives you 360 days. Now, do we have that? The Hebrew calendar works on 30, not 28 and sometimes 29 and 365 and a quarter day. I never know where the quarter day comes from, but alright. But it works on a round figure. 1 month, 30 days. 12 months a year, 30 days a month, give you 360. That's the rock bottom that we need to understand. 7 years multiplied by 360 gives you 2,520 days. That's the final covenant week of Daniel. If we were using the Greek calendar or the Hebrew calendar, or the Gentile calendar, the Roman calendar, we would have come out on another date, because they work on 365 and a quarter days. But because we work with Daniel and these people, Daniel 12 is one, and the archangel Michael spoke to who? Daniel and his people. Who's his people? Israel. Alright, we see 7 years multiplied by 360 days, 2,520 days. 7 years, 2,520 days, we are also 84 months. Now, like I explained to you about the half, if I divide that in the half that week, it will give me 1,260 days, 1,260, 42 months, 42 months, time and half a time, 3.5 years, 3.5 years, that gives me 2,520 days, that you know now. Alright. To understand the revelation which was sealed by the angel Michael, it's important to know what is said in the prophecy. We need to study the second part which has been sealed. You remember? Just read Daniel 12 7 and 9. It says seals it up. Now, Daniel 12 verse 12. Now what I'm going to do, I'm not going to talk about this 1,230 days anymore, because it's history. The covenant has been broken, the bride has been taken away, it's been drawn away. The parousia for the bride, it's not the church, it's not the rapture, it's the bride, it's the coming. Now we have the great tribulation. We now have discovered the first part of the great tribulation, 1,290 days. Because 30 days was taken from there, it was added here. But the whole amount still remains, 2,520 days. So from now on, my left hand is going to be the coming. Alright? So we had A, and we had B. Now the middle part is C. Now we're going to work with C, D, and E. So we're going to have A and B, C and D. D has been moving out now with 30 days. So it's a new time. C is the coming, and we're going to work with D, which is the end of Daniel 12, verse 11. 1,290 days, C's and D. Alright? Blessed is he that waiteth, and cometh to the 1,305 days. 1,335 days. So we have the coming of Yahshua, 1,290 days, Daniel 12 verse 11. And now we're going to add Daniel 12 verse 12, 1,335 days, Daniel 12 verse 12. So we have 1,290 days, 1,335 days. You see, but the church doesn't want to know anything about this, because now suddenly we pass the 70th week of Daniel. Because the 70th week of Daniel was just 2,520 days, and now we're going beyond that, because we have 1,290 days of great tribulation, plus 1,335 days, which will give us 2,625 days, the full amount. Alright. Do you remember that these 1,335 days mean? Do you know what does it mean? Do you remember that when the 1,290 days, according to verse 12, mean? If we add them together, it will give us a total of 2,625 days. 1,290 plus 1,335 days from the breaking of the covenant where the bride's been drawn away to the battle of Armageddon will be 7 years and 105 days. 2,000 because we're using the Hebrew calendar. 2,625 days. You see, now we pass the time of the final covenant week, the century week of Daniel. We're in the great tribulation. This the church never understood. And this was a revelation that when I was a young pastor, Yahweh revealed to me. And the people said I was crazy. Some of the pastors says I was crazy. They wouldn't believe me. And that's why I wrote 5 or 6 different books, eschatological books, about the end time. The book of Revelation, Daniel. There's a couple of books in Afrikaans, which is my native language, and the one that we are using for this study, the 2 keys to the book of Revelation, which is nearly 800 pages A4 book. 3.5 kilograms of weight in it. I'm just giving you an example. So this is the information that is there. The things that's been sealed in the Bible has to be revealed unto the bride of Yahushua. And we are living in the time where the bride of Yahushua is daily coming to the revelation knowledge which was sealed for before time, well, before Yahushua, 570 years before that. So till today, it's about 2,590 days, because we're living in 2026, give and take a couple of years. It's been sealed. And the Protestant and charismatic churches doesn't understand it. But the Bible says, Yahweh says, I revealed myself unto whom I will. The moment that we start seeking the face of Yahweh in Bible study, praying to be revealed the unrevealed knowledge, reading between the passages and the lines, you know what happens? Yahweh just opened our eyes. Now, let's listen to that. Do you remember when this 1,335 days means? This period? Do you remember what the 1,290 days, according to verse 11, means? If we add them together, 2,625 days. If you ask your pastor, he must explain to you, what does Daniel 12 verse 11 plus Daniel 12 verse 12 means? He cannot tell you. He would tell you, stay out of the book of Revelation and Daniel. It will make you crazy. Yes, I have become crazy. Crazy about the knowledge of Yahweh, because he reveals him unto his will. Your pastor and your reverend and your priest will tell you, just avoid that man's teachings. It's not my teachings. I'm actually just reading the word to you. He will tell you, it's sealed. Can't you read it? Read in Daniel 12, verse 12, Daniel 12, verse 7 and 9. It's sealed. Many will seek to the truth of it and they will not discover it. Why? Because it's sealed. And then you look at Revelation 22, verse 10. Of the Apostle John has received everything in the book of Revelation. Then the angel asked Yahweh, must I seal the book of Revelation? He said, do not seal the book of Revelation, for the time is near. And we now know that there's 2 keys that open the safe. The safe is the book of Revelation. In the safe, the book of Revelation is the greatest truth. To be able to open the door of the safe, you need 2 keys. The first key is the book of Daniel. The second key is the history books. Now we have already covered a couple of history facts. So what's got to happen? When you have a treasure in a safe, you give 2 different persons a key. Key 1 goes to person A, key 2 goes to person B. They need to be there at the same time to open the safe with the 2 keys. Then they can get to the treasure. And this is what you need to have. You need to have the understanding of what has happened in the book of Daniel. That's the first key. And then you need to have the revelation of the ancient history books. And together that will open the door of the safe that is written in Revelation. And that's why Father says to the angel in Revelation 22 verse 10, do not seal it, for the time is near. But to Daniel, he said to the angel Michael, seal it. So what has been sealed? The knowledge of the final covenant week. Because by changing it with 30 days, it gives a complete different scenario, an outcome of everything. Because now we don't just have a 7-year period from the time that the covenant was sealed to the battle of Armageddon will be 7 years, 8 months and 15 days. Do you have that? 10 years, 8 months and 15 days. So suddenly, there's a time that the church can't explain to us. And this is so important to understand. I just want to conclude here. Now what I'm going to do, I'm not going to continue here because I've got a bit more information. It's impossible just to rush through it. Next week, if Father's will, we're just going to start with Daniel 12 verse 12 again. Just read it and then I'm going to continue with it straight away. You must not miss it. This is the greatest revelation in the Bible. Because it's explaining the coming, the parousia of Yahushua, and the rapture that's going to happen in Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11, when he's going to set his foot on Mount Olive, Yahushua, when he's coming on a white horse with a multitude on white horses. Who are they? They are the bride that's been drawn away, parousia, when he came for us, when the covenant was broken after 1,230 days. Take your Bible, make a study of Daniel 12 verse 11 in Daniel 12 verse 12, as well as Daniel 9:27. Make your own calculation, see where you come out. Pray fully. Pray for the ministry, share this message with everybody. Till next week, if it's Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.